Welcome, everybody, to episode number 23 of the John Atkins Podcast.
Put some respect on my name.
I'm coming to you live from Pacific Beach, California, in San Diego. Today's Monday, April 19th. Hope everyone had a good weekend. I did. Let's see, Saturday, my neighbors had some people over, so that was fun. Hung out with them. Yesterday, I went to the beach, got tan. The beach is one of the few things that they can't ruin here in California. Is what I thought when I moved here from Indiana, but then during coronavirus, they did close the beach. So yeah, I guess they can ruin anything out here in California. Let's see, tomorrow's 420. So you all know what that means. That's right, Hitler's birthday. I'm kidding. Tomorrow's 420. That is, of course, the anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting. So, and since this is YouTube, you know, you have to tell the truth. YouTube does not censor. YouTube does not censor at all. I would never say that on YouTube. So I do not find it suspicious at all, that the Democrats are in the White House and they're pushing gun control bills, and all of a sudden there's mass shootings every day, like multiple a day. I do not find that suspicious. I find that totally normal. There's nothing to look further at all. And once again, YouTube does not censor, and there's nothing suspicious about the election at all. Everything is on the up and up. What else? The NFL draft's coming up. I'm excited about that. I am an Indianapolis Colts fan. They have the number 121 pick in the draft. I don't expect them actually to draft anyone at number 21, because usually in the Colts history, when they have a draft pick in the low 20s, they usually trade back for more assets. And I'm okay with that, because a lot of people they have drafted in that area haven't been good. And I would hate for them to waste another first round pick on a Cuban wide receiver from Ohio State named Anthony Gonzalez. That would not be good. He, you know, that was a waste of a pick. Let's see. Oh, a lot of, and it is normal, like around draft season, for football fans to start scouting like the other teams in their division, just to see how their team would stack up against the competition. And as a Colts fan, my expert analysis is that the Houston Texans might be looking for a quarterback. I don't know if Deshaun Watson will be there long term. There's been a lot of rumors about friction between the quarterback Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans organization. A lot of friction between them. Rumors are that the organization have rubbed him the wrong way. So that is a situation to keep an eye on. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, Dogecoin. How about that? Up to 40 cents. 40 cents for Dogecoin. Let's see. I'm not sure why. I know Elon Musk has been talking about it a lot. Maybe tomorrow I'll look into that and see why Dogecoin is shooting up so much. So that's pretty exciting. A lot of cool stuff going on. That's about it for me. Oh, I guess other news. I have got a new girlfriend. Her name's Erica. Everything's going great between us. We've been together for a couple months now, and we're real happy together. So, you know, shout out to Erica. Let's see. All right. That's about all for me now. So let's go ahead and check out the news. Let's check out today's headline. Today's headline comes to us from CNN Politics. That's right. CNN Politics is clown world. Close that. So a lot of people have been criticizing California Democrat Representative Maxine Waters about some comments she made about the Derek Chauvin trial. And we have those comments here, so I'll go ahead and play them for you.
We're looking for a guilty verdict. We're looking for a guilty verdict, and we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd, if nothing.
First of all, I just want to point out the goggles she's wearing. It looks like she's in shop class. I remember I had Mr. Hughes as my shop teacher in 7th grade or 8th grade. You know, we always had to wear eye protection. Shout out Mr. Hughes.
Does nothing happen, then we know. All right, we've got to not only stay in this.
What kind of mask is that? That's like purple leopard print. It's a fashion icon. Okay, I continue, sorry.
But we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that we say guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away.
And not just manslaughter, right? I mean.
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No, no, no. This is guilty. Murder. I don't even know whether it's in the first degree, but
it's murder. It's murder.
As I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congressman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active, we've got to get more confrontational, we've got to make sure that they know that we need business.
All right, well, there you have it, folks. We have proof positive that California Democrat Representative Maxine Waters is inciting an insurrection, not an erection. She has never incited an erection with the James Brown looking hair of hers there and her gold chain looking like Suge Knight. She has never incited an erection, but however, she is inciting an insurrection. Can we just play that part again? Let me scroll back. She's telling everyone to, let's see what they tell the protesters.
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational.
We got to get more confrontational. You see, they tried to accuse the greatest president of all time, Donald J. Trump, of inciting a mob violence and insurrection, even though he told the protesters on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. And what did she say?
You got to make sure that you got to get more confrontational.
You got to get more confrontational. You got to get more confrontational. You know, it seems like to me like that's a lot worse than what President Trump said. And he did tell his followers to remain peaceful. And which they did for the most part. You know, no Trump supporters injured anybody. But you know what? After she said that, let's see what else went on. Oh, what's this other headline from CNN? A Minnesota National Guard and police team were shot at a drive-by shooting. You know, I don't think those were Trump supporters doing a drive-by shooting. Let's go back to CNN Politics. So those are the comments made by Maxine Waters. And, you know, this is actually a surprise to me that CNN criticized her. The headline is, analysis, Maxine Waters just made a volatile situation much, much worse. And this goes against the longstanding policy of CNN to criticize anyone on the left. So this is actually pretty surprising to me. Let's read this a little bit. Of course, those comments that Representative Waters made were about the Derek Chauvin trial, the former police officer accused of murdering George Floyd, even though it's pretty obvious that he overdosed. He totally overdosed, and it's pretty ridiculous to, at this point, for anyone to think anything otherwise. So let's look at what they had to say about these comments that Maxine Waters said. Minnesota and the rest of the country is on knife's edge waiting for a verdict in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the police officer charged in the death of George Floyd, who overdosed on fentanyl. It's a fraught moment coming after 4 years of a president who weaponized race and racist bullshit for his political benefit and the mounting evidence of how race unduly influences policing. You know, I just was surprised that they criticized someone on the left, that CNN would criticize a Democrat, and in the very first sentence they had to make some bullshit up about Trump. So, CNN still fake news. Very fake news. blah, 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 we need humanity, which is the opposite of what California Democratic Rep. Maxine Waters did over the weekend in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota at a Black Lives Matter rally to protest the killing of Dante Wright. And so I don't know if you're familiar about this case. This is the case where the black guy was shot by the white police officer, because you have to mention race in every story. It's racist if you don't mention race in every story. But this is the one where, see, this is what, this is one where the female police officer allegedly went to tase Dante Wright, but accidentally shot him. Which a lot of people are saying is racist because she is white and he's black, but there's no evidence to believe that race played a factor in this. What seems to me most likely is that it's just another example of a woman being terrible at her job. And if you've ever worked in an office, or if you ever worked anywhere, if you'll notice that you probably had a couple of female coworkers who are absolutely lazy. They do nothing. They complain. They get everyone to do their work for them. They walk around eating salads all day, drinking coffee, and they don't get any work done. So yeah, this is just another example of that. I don't think this is an example of racism. This is just another woman who is terrible at her job. Just like that woman that ruined Star Wars. Let's see, Marge Schott, owner of the Cincinnati Reds, she was terrible at her job. There's lots of women terrible at their jobs, pretty much all of them. Kamala Harris, we all know, well, she was good at one job, that's why Willie Brown dated her. So Kamala Harris is good at one job. That's how she got her start in politics, so. Yeah, I think we need to focus on that. Instead of this being racist, we need to, but I do see both sides of it, because I know a lot of people think we need to defund the police, which I don't particularly agree with, but I guess one way that we could do that to defund the police would be to hire more female officers, because you can pay them less. You can pay them 79%. Of which you would pay a male officer. If we want to defund the police, that's probably the best bet, because a lot of people want to spend less money on police, but if we have less police, then crime will go up. So we just need to hire more female officers, because we can pay them less and we can have more officers. And I think that would be a win-win for everybody, except for Dante Wright, who got shot because women don't know the difference between a taser and a handgun. So we'll call that a win-win loss. All right, it was back to the article, then criticizing Maxine Waters. I hope we get a verdict. Let's see. So they quote her in here where we saw the video, but once again, they recap the quote. I hope we get a verdict that says guilty, 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 she said in response to reporters' questions. And if we don't, we cannot go away. We cannot, we've got to stay on the street. We get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure they know that we mean business. We know you mean business. You burnt the fucking country down last year. We're pretty sure that we know you guys mean business. And now we have an elected official telling people to be more confrontational after they already set the whole country on fire. So, I showed you that other article with the drive-by shooting on the National Guard. So it looks like people are listening to her. She's not inciting any erections, but she is inciting an insurrection. There's not much dot connecting necessary here, according to CNN. Waters said that if Chauvin is not found guilty, closing arguments in the case began Monday. Then we've got to get more confrontational. And she said it in a city that has seen protests and arrests in the streets for the last week. That sort of rhetoric at a moment of such heightened tensions is irresponsible coming from anyone. It is especially irresponsible coming from an elected official like Waters. Like I said, I am surprised to see CNN criticize a Democrat, but they still couldn't stop from taking a jab at Donald Trump. Someone asked Maxine Waters about her comments, and she said, "I am nonviolent. Republicans will jump on any word, any line, and try to make it fit their message and their cause for denouncing us and denying us," which doesn't really make sense when she is telling people to be more confrontational. And if someone is already burning a city down and you tell them to be more confrontational, that is being violent. I don't know any other way to describe that. But she's also stupid. Like, this bitch is retarded. And she looks like James Brown. Of course, this isn't the first time she's done something like this. At a rally in June 2018, which came shortly after then White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders had been kicked out of a restaurant, Waters said this to a crowd at a rally: "If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere." So yeah, she has a history of making comments, trying to incite people. And now that we had a drive-by on the Minnesota National Guard, it looks like, you know, her rhetoric has finally, gotten to the point where it's just past dangerous. I have seen some tweets for people calling for Nancy Pelosi to impeach her for making these comments, but I wouldn't hold your breath on that. This could cause problems for the prosecution of Derek Chauvin, because we have an elected official. We have a federally elected official here basically saying that if the jury doesn't find the defendant guilty, that she's instructing people to riot and burn down the city. That could cause a mistrial. That could be jury tampering. A whole bunch of things. That was today's headline. Like I said, I find it to be pretty dangerous what she's saying. I'm one of those people that say that one person's words are not responsible, or one person's actions. One person's words aren't responsible for another person's actions. So just because she is telling people to do that doesn't mean that it's her fault that people are doing that. I'm not a hypocrite, because I also said it was bullshit that when people blame President Trump for anything that happened on January 6th, because he did say remain peaceful. And I mean, it's just his words. Like, everyone is a human being. You're all in control of your own actions. Just because someone tells you to do something doesn't mean that you have to do it. Doesn't mean you should do it, especially if you know that's wrong. I don't actually think that she is responsible for the drive-by shooting on the National Guard in Minnesota. Because whoever did that chose to do that on their own. They may have been inspired by her words, as she's telling people to get more confrontational. And I would say doing drive-by shootings is something that counts. But that person, just because she said that person chose to do that. He had free will. I kind of hate the back and forth where one politician, like a Democrat, will say something, and one of their followers will go out and try to shoot Rand Paul or whoever it was, or Steve Scalise. Or like a Republican will say something and, one of their voters will go out and do something, and you can't blame what people do on what other people say. That's childish. It's stupid. And all it does is go back and forth. And when one side does it, you'll say, well, what about when the Bernie Sanders voter shot at Steve Scalise? And then when you bring that up, they'll be like, oh, that's whataboutism. So both sides need to stop doing it. It's really stupid. It's retarded. And then, I mean, you can't really blame anything on Maxine Waters, because it's not like anyone pays attention to what she says anyways. Like, this bitch is fucking retarded with her science experiment goggles on and her stripper panties on her face look like, I don't know, look like Barney over there for Gold Chain, Suge Knight, Death Row Records. We're here in the 9-9. So yeah, today was a pretty short episode of the podcast. I'm trying out a new format, trying out live, see how that worked. So if you guys liked it, go ahead and leave a comment. Go ahead and like and subscribe to the channel. You know, I need more followers. I'm gonna try to do episodes Monday through Thursday. So go ahead and follow me on Instagram at @officialjohnatkins. Like this video and subscribe to the channel. We also have some sponsors for today. Check out missionbeachmarketing.com. If you're a local San Diego company and you need IT consulting or a website or any marketing tips, check out missionbeachmarketing.com. That's about all we have for today. I want to thank you guys for joining. Go ahead and leave your feedback, and I will see you guys tomorrow.
Stop playing with my name. I ain't gonna say it no more.